Christmas is fun. Christmas is magical.
Christmas
is long lines and travel delays.
Christmas.
And unexpected guests for dinner.
Christmas
should run smooth and be organized. I'm James Live Jr., the Super Organizer, and this is the Super Organizer Christmas Show on the Christmas 24/7 channel.
It is.
It is
the most wonderful time of the year. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Super Organizer Christmas Show on the Christmas 24/7 channel. It's me, James Lott Jr., Super Organizer. Welcome back to our second episode. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. And it's Christmas, folks. It is Christmas, and I'm feeling it. Look at my shirt. I am feeling it. My hat. I'm in. I'm ready. I always have hope. That's right, at Christmas time. And I'm so happy to be here with you all. Welcome. And, you know, we're talking about books today. But unconventional Christmas books, not the regular ones, the ones that you may not even heard before, that are interesting and different. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to tell you, on one of our future episodes, we're having Robin Jones Gunn on, and she is the author of the Father Christmas books and the turn to movies, of course. We'll have her on this show, and you'll be able to talk about her experience with writing the books and how they look like in the movies. So that's her stuff, but we're going to talk about these books that are very different. You may know some, you may not know some. Now, I love reading. I'm a huge reader. I love to. I read. I have like 5 books reading at one time. I'm a voracious reader. And I'm also an author, of course. I have about 13 books out. Go to Amazon, you can see them all. I love to read. And I'm also writing a Christmas book. My first one called A Winter's Night, and I'm writing it right now. It's a Christmas mystery, so I'm seeing where it goes. Hope to have it out before Christmas, so keep an eye on that one. On that, you can go on Amazon and follow my stuff. It's on Kindle and whatever. Now, these are books that I've known about over the years. I have some of them here on the desk here. I own these books, and I've read each one that I'm talking about. I'm only going to name 4 and then give you a couple honorable mentions. But I want to name just a few of these, you know, books that I think might be interesting to you and are interesting. I'm going to give you a little background about each one. So the first book I'm going to talk about is I have it right here, Politically Correct Christmas Stories. Now, they did a series called Politically Correct Bedtime Stories. Now, the premise, of course, this came out back in 1995, folks. Half my life. James Finn Garner did a bunch of books, and I want to read a couple ones he did. The Politically Correct Bedtime Stories and Politically Correct, say that 5 times fast, Pinocchio. That book is actually really good about whole lying and everything. It's really good. Just a fool. But these books are really funny because what they do is he takes actual stories, Christmas stories that are already out there, and he takes certain words out and situations and makes them politically correct. And so when you read them, sometimes it's hard to read because you're reading them thinking it's the story you've heard before, but then it's like, no, it's a different kind of story, and it's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Go out and get it. It's funny. And the whole series of politically correct stories is really funny. And I thought, in 1995, it came out. It's relevant today, 2019. So I think it's something you should check out, Politically Correct Christmas Stories. Really fun. And they're all, it's very G-rated and everything. There's nothing bad, but they really are very politically correct to the point where it's just very comical. So you can read them to kids too, but I would say I would read them to maybe teenagers. Little kids may not get it. Maybe teenagers will go there. Another book that I was sitting over here on the desk too came out 2017, Christmas, A Biography by Judith Flanders. It's a total bestseller. I remember seeing it on the best-selling list, and that's why I bought it, because I was like, Christmas, a biography. Because I like biographies and autobiographies, but I was like, what's that? Well, it really goes into the different rituals that grew Christmas. She totally explores the origins of Christmas and from different perspectives. And it's a very comprehensive book about the Christmas season and how it came to be. A lot of us just know it's Christmas time, and for some people it means the birth of Jesus, and other people it's like it's time for Santa. But she really goes into all of like how that all came to be, especially in modern times. So it's a really good book. And again, it was a huge hit in 2017 when it was released. Our third book, it's a mystery. It's a wee homicide Christmas mom. It's a Christmas homicide. It's a Lisa Mack Crimmin Scottish mystery. Say that 5 times fast. By Caitlin Dunnett. And yeah, this is how I wrote this down, because I read the book, and this is why I was like, a special toy, a murder, and some romance thrown in, and the world of Scotland, with Christmas at the backdrop. It's very interesting. And it's a page turner. You keep reading it. It's a nice, easy read. And if you're traveling, I would say these books are good when you're on a plane and you're sitting in the airport with tons of delays because of the snow and the plane didn't make it on time. You're stuck at the airport. You want to read something. These are good. These kind of books are really good to read because they get to go out there and you read it. And they're easy to read and they keep you suspense. And next thing you know, then you're on the plane, possibly. I'm not a big fan of traveling during Christmas time because it always happens. It's all that weather. It's crazy all the weather. And then the last book I'm going to talk about is the Christmas Movie Trivia Book. That's fun. See, now there's a bunch of stuff. So here's the premise. It's basically about Christmas movies and it's question and answer. So you basically either play as a group or a couple of teams or whatever. It's a fun thing about Christmas books and Christmas movies. It's good for family and friends. And if I remember correctly, let's look at this thing. You know, this is what we do here. I believe most of these are from the 80s through the 2000s. I believe it is. Yeah, maybe it is. So if you have knowledge of movie, Christmas movies, good idea. I even think there's some Die Hard in there, too, because that's a big controversy. Was Die Hard a Christmas movie or not? What is it? That's another story. But there's some good stuff in there. It's a lot of fun. And I always think that games are fun. And a lot of times, I'm from Pittsburgh. There are times when I was stuck in the house for 2 or 3 days because of snow. These are fun things to do while you have, so you don't get cabin fever while you're in your house waiting for things to de-ice. For you folks out on the East Coast and other places that have stuff, I feel for you. This is the first year I'm not going back east to the Midwest to Christmas. So I'm going to have sunshine, hopefully, and warmth. Excited for that. But I do miss it a little bit. So I do have some honorable mentions, okay, folks. And so these are some books that I didn't bring in, but I'm going to mention these. I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus by Debbie Rollins. A Yak for Christmas by Louise Hay. It Ate Billy on Christmas by Roman Dirge. The Little Book of Christmas Stress by Rohan Kandapi. And Holiday Hounds, Traditional Songs for Festive Dogs by Lori Loughlin. Not the one that's, going through the stuff. Just happens to have the same name. So this is some very diverse, interesting books. The one about the dog, Festive Dog Songs, I kind of want to look up that one more and see, can I get my dog to sing that? Can you get dogs to do that? I'd be rich if I could. So some books. So reading is good. So this organizing tip is very interesting because there's a controversy about this. Now, books. We all have books. Books take up space. Books can be bulky and books can be small and big and whatever. They take up space. Bookshelves, bookcases, countertops, books everywhere. Marie Kondo believes, and she's a famous, she has her method of organizing, has her famous thing about, you should only have 11 books, and that's it, your whole entire life. Now, I'm all for organizing and getting rid of clutter, of course. I have more than 11 books. But there are books that you don't really need to keep, and I do agree with her on that level. You probably could go through and skim out and thin out your library. So one of my things is, especially with Christmas books, again, I like I said in the last episode about music, I would actually store these Christmas books with the Christmas stuff. Because chances are you're not going to read it throughout the year. You may pull it out to read, especially the trivia book, store it with your Christmas decorations and stuff and your music, and you can pull it out when it comes out. But also, some books after a while, you've read them several times over the years, you're done, donate them. Any books, period. But I think, libraries, churches, thrift stores. There's also a thing that I love that I'm totally obsessed with. It's called Free Little Library. They're all over the country. So the premise is you can sign up at freelittlelibrary.com and become your own library. You're like, what does that mean if you don't know what that means? They have these little stands. They look like mailboxes, but they're open and some have light. You can make them fancy and everything. Some have lights in them, but they store books. And there's an open door. And what you do is you, the free little library, puts books in there. So for me, I was thinking for Christmas time, some books you're done reading for Christmas, you put them in your little free library. Now, the premise is folks need to take a book out and put a book in. So it's kind of like a lending library. Like you're out there, but you get to keep the book and just take it somewhere else. But you bring some books, you take some books. And it's kind of this free enterprise of in the neighborhood. And you have it outside your house. So you have it on your lawn or you have it in front of your gates or something. If you don't want them coming into your yard. And people get books. So I think if you have old Christmas books or holiday books, throw them in there for kids. Throw them in there. And then people can come by and they can use them. Because one of my main things about giving stuff away and decluttering your house is that there are folks who are, especially at this time of year, who are in need. And I feel that a lot of times we have stuff, we have overabundance of stuff, we're holding on to it, and it's just collecting dust. So why not make someone else's day and pass it on to them? That's kind of my philosophy. Give it to someone else. Let them have it. Let them smile. Let them shine. Let the book live on and continue to bless others. And that's how I feel about this. And I think when it comes to organizing stuff, that's what you should do with these books. Pass them on to somebody else. Pass that Christmas spirit on to somebody else. And as we close the show, I always leave you with something to think about, invite you to something to think about. And all I'm going to say is, reading is fundamental, even at Christmas. I'm James Lott Jr., the Super Organizer. And if you want to know about me and Super Organizer-ness, you can go to superorganizeruniverse.com. And it gives you all kinds of goodies about what I do, what I offer. I have a blog of tips and more tips and things I talk about on there. And if you want to hire me, I am for hire. But you can follow me on all social media platforms at James Lott Jr., where all James Lott Jr.'s are sold. And James Lott Jr. is James L-O-T-T Jr. everywhere. LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I made it very simple for you to follow me. And this channel is the Christmas 24/7 channel. So go ahead and make sure you subscribe here too, comment, watch our other content, and enjoy the spirit of Christmas with us. I'm James Lott Jr., and Merry Christmas.
From Chairman Elves, Kevin Undergaro, and Maria Menounos, we would like to thank you for tuning in. Until next time, do your best to make every day Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!